Thank you, Steve. We have an old friend in the studio. Well, she's not old.
Not that old. We've had older people in the studio.
Middle-aged.
That's fair. Ann Johnsos, who was the producer for Steve's show for how long, Ann?
Well, I produced Steve. Steve, when did you take it over? Not very long, because it was Bob and Marianne.
Well, Steve Cochran.
Oh, Steve. Yeah, that was about just a year for that one. Yeah.
And prior to that?
But I was teaching at Northwestern before that, so they kind of lured me back into the melee.
Every time you try to get out,
they pull you back in. Yes.
That's how it works.
But I was here for that whole time when everyone was all excited about rebuilding and you guys got back together.
Yeah.
And it was a good time.
It was a fun time. We miss seeing you every day.
I you know what's so funny? I get to hear you every day, so I feel like I'm still here.
We don't listen to our show.
But I keep track of you on Facebook, and I see these adorable little things that your daughters say to you. Your daughters, their names, their ages.
So Sophie is now 11, and Hannah is 8. And I've been writing down what they say since they were about 2. So, but yeah, they are growing fast. And you and I were just talking about how quickly it goes and how much you miss it when they get smarter than you.
You should.
And taller than you.
Yeah.
You should write a book about these things.
No, I'm not really interested
in
writing.
You're not into writing a book?
Yeah, no.
Actually, miraculously, the book Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains is coming out. Now, it's not available yet, but it's available for pre-order.
Right. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I told Kevin, I never thought you'd be able to Google Ann Johnsos and Potty Mouthed and come up with an actual...
I'm proud of that, actually. I wish my name would come up.
I'll add you to the list.
All right. You know what it reminds me a little bit? And I don't know if you'll remember this, but there was a guy a long time ago named Art Linkletter, and he had a show called Kids Say the Darndest Things, in which he'd put a kid on a stool and he'd ask him a question and the kid would be adorable.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, Bill Cosby did this too,
he did
right?
It too, yeah.
Where and it wasn't that they were cute, like saccharine, sweet. They're mean or they're honest.
It's genuine though. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's it. But isn't there's mean and honest at the same time sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the things I call the kids is the meanest kind of truth tellers, because they just see what they see and they react to it. And often it's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book, though, is really about how our kids, my husband's, my kids, keep us in check and keep us super humble because we've done so many things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So so it's kind of a how not to parenting book.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, do you have to ask permission about these silly little things that your daughters have said before you put it in the book?
I did. So I've written down, you know, hundreds of these things, and I went through and they were laughing themselves silly. They're like, we're funny. But then if there was ever something I wrote that made me look mean, they told me to take it out.
Oh. They told you, or you said, I'm not putting that in?
No, my 11-year-old Sophie was like, no, people won't like you if you put that in. And I'm like, what? Are you an audience analyst? What's going on here?
She's smart.
She's like, she knows her market.
Yeah.
So there was one time, and I can say this now because it's not going to be in the book, but she asked me, I had some marks near my eyebrows, and she said, what's that? And I'm like, it's a classic case of overplucking. And she's like, you pluck your eyebrows like I pluck my violin? And I was like, yeah, I guess,
kind of.
And then she's like, do your eyebrows make music? And I was like, does your violin?
Wow. Wow. It got confrontational.
Yeah, she made me take that one out.
Oh, that one's good, though.
Did you know when you started writing these down, because I'm guessing they were very, very young once you started jotting these down, did you say to yourself then, this could eventually end up in a book?
Not
no,
even
you just
thinking
did it to
of it.
Remember it.
And in fact, I brought in sort of the original, what we originally wrote things down in, which was a notebook as opposed to Facebook.
Yeah.
And it would be, we'd get the kids to bed, we'd open a bottle of wine, and then we'd go through what they said that day.
Right.
And you know, and we thought we were hilarious. And you can tell by the handwriting that we definitely drank the bottle of wine.
There's something in here about wine that saw.
Yeah.
Why don't you,
we got to find it.
I can't find the best one, but it cracks me up.
Is this the one where pint-sized wisdom?
Yes.
Three-year-old. Food makes you big and strong. Wine makes you a happy family.
Wow. How well put.
Ooh, it sure does. Yeah.
So did you have to do the thing that parents always do, like at holiday time, at Christmas time, where you make sure that all the kids get an even amount of gifts? Did you make sure that each daughter was represented equally in the book?
You know, I didn't. And the older one has gone through, and she's like, why are there more of the younger one? I'm like, well, because we didn't start writing things down when you were itty bitty. And so it's an interesting balance. But she gets some really good ones, but not as many.
You know, it's usually the opposite. For most parents, that first child gets most of the accolades and attention in book form. You know,
right.
We had a book, both my brother and I, Baby's First Years or something like that. And mine is filled out in such incredible detail. And in my brother's, it's a page, and then 6 months later, it's a page, and then 8 months later, it's a page.
Well, with my older one, I had that baby book too. And the only thing I wrote in it was at 4 months old, she rolled over, and I was like, oh my God, she made a milestone. So I wrote it down, and then I was like, I should probably figure out the rest of this stuff too, but I didn't, because I was overwhelmed. Wendy, you had babies in your 30s, right?
Yeah.
It was so
35
hard.
35 and 40.
Yeah, 35 and 37 for me, and I was so overwhelmed, I didn't know what I was doing. So
I saved their first clip of hair.
Okay.
It's all stuffed in the book, and my boys found the books. Michael's has a little bit more, you know, it was like you could get all the information, like from the birth certificate, like what time you were born.
Right.
Dylan's doesn't even have that.
Right. Or like photo albums, you know, like my oldest brother had a huge, thick photo album. My little sister's got like 6 photos, right? Because you stopped taking pictures.
And they get lost somewhere in your iPhone. I do have pictures of Michael when Dylan was born. There are some. But now when you take pictures, they're in the cloud somewhere, and very rarely do you print them up and put an album together, and I'm a terrible mom because of that.
I agree, and I went through all the media that, you know, we've kind of collected, and I was like, who's ever going to look at this?
I know.
You know, I must have like 17 hours of like jumperoo, you know? I'm like, wow, look at, she's jumping some more.
Yeah.
You know,
still jumping.
Stupid.
Look at more jumping.
Wow,
although I want to ask, Bill, I don't know about you, maybe your wife, but I doubt it. If Facebook was around when my kids were babies, I would have been that mom who put my stuff up there all the time. You not?
We would not have. No. Nope.
Private?
It's not even privacy.
You think, who cares?
Yeah.
But it's kind of for the family that doesn't live around you, because my great niece was born, and my niece puts a lot of pictures and videos on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm thankful she does, because I don't see her that often.
Right. Oh, that makes sense, I guess.
So Kevin can start doing pictures of his new niece.
Yes.
Right?
As of today.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of, on his Facebook page, it will be filled with pictures of Michaela.
But there was
the
an onion.
Spelling.
An Onion article today that talks about parent now just typing 4-year-old child's every word verbatim throughout day as Facebook post. And someone sent it to me, and I was like, ooh, this is hitting close to home.
Yeah, not far from the truth, is it?
not too far.
The new book is called Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains. Ann Johnson is its author. It's not out yet, but it'll be out. When would you say it will be out by
November
Christmas time?
7th.
Oh, November. Perfect.
Yep. And,
perfect.
A stocking stuffer.
I know, yeah. And it will be...
Or turkey stuffer.
I just had to stop there for a minute.
It's possible.
You can stuff it somewhere.
Right.
But it is available for pre-order on Amazon. So if you're, although, you know, it's so funny, it went up on Amazon and then immediately they dropped the price. I'm like, what are you doing to me? What's going on?
Wait, you don't decide that? They decide that?
Amazon decided what price.
Oh, I didn't know that existed that way.
It does. I didn't either.
Wow.
This is a big learning curve.
You'll sell more.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I do encourage people, if you've got a local bookstore that you love, go and ask, because then they get the money, as opposed to the great big Amazon.
When you're something weird, Wendy has Amazon Prime, and she's already got the book delivered, and you haven't even finished it yet.
It hasn't even finished yet.
That's
sorry about the missing drawings.
That's crazy. All right, a quick break, and then more discussion. If you want to jump in, we're 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Ann Johnsos is here, former WGN producer. You did everything here.
Professor.
Uh-huh. I started in 94 producing Bob Collins as a fill-in, because his producer went on maternity leave.
Oh.
And then I took over for Roy Leonard, producing him, not actually being him. Because that would have been really weird.
Although you tried.
I did try.
Not successful.
He looked good in a suit, I'll tell you.
He would always say, hey, man. And in fact, I was listening to you yesterday. In 1994, there was an eclipse.
Yes.
And we were all out on Pioneer Court, and I got a spot on my eye. I looked at the sun, and now when I close my eyes.
You still see that?
Yeah. So I was going to call
you
in.
You burnt
and
your
like,
retina.
I did. Yeah.
I never met anyone. Can you autograph your book for me?
Oh, sure.
Could you autograph your retina for me?
Yeah, I did. Yes.
I would love to have that in my collection. Her book is called Potty Mouth, Big Thoughts from Little Brains. She's taken all the adorable things that her daughters have said. You didn't use anybody else's kids, just your daughters,
just
right?
Just mine, although yeah. It has been suggested that it become a forum because everybody's got, and they're not adorable things so much. They're, some of them are downright mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, funny. So, but it could be a forum because everyone's got a story. And in fact, I think, Wendy, you were writing down some things.
Yeah, just a couple of things. This book makes me laugh and it makes me kind of sad because I remember my teenage boys being this age saying goofy things. When I had asked Michael one morning, do you want bacon or sausage with your eggs? And he's like, I want sausages. So to this day, like if we're ordering a pizza or something, Michael will go, can we get sausages on it?
Right.
And then Dylan, at one point, there was a tornado warning. He was pretty little. We had to go down in the basement. The siren was going off. And he's like, are you scared? And I'm like, no, not really, but we just have to be on the safe side. And he's like, I am so scared of the tomato.
Oh.
So now whenever there's a tomato warning, yeah. we say that too. So there are little things we remember that yeah. they have said to us. And I think Tom wanted to share one. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Very good. How are you? I have a 2.5-year-old grandson, you know, and watching him grow up because I didn't get to see my kids grow up that well because I was always working. And so we're waiting for that first day when he said, I love you, Papa. And, oh, you know, you melt. You think, oh, what a great little guy. He's great. And then my wife and I are taking him out to lunch and driving down the road. And unfortunately, someone cut my wife off. And she says, blank hole. And what a blank hole. And all of a sudden, in the back seat, the little guy starts saying, blank hole. Then we got to say some other word to get him to say it. So the first day he said, I love you, Papa, he also said his first swear word.
What a day.
Why is it so cute when kids swear, but not intentionally? It's
right.
Like they're learning from us.
Yeah.
He just mimics us, and that's all we have to definitely watch our language around because he's just a little minor bird now, and so we have to be very cautious around.
Thanks for sharing that, Tom. We appreciate it.
And one night, my wife made dinner, and it doesn't happen very often. She doesn't like to cook, and she's not the best cook, so we usually eat out. But that particular night, she tried making something with chicken, and I don't remember what else was in there. There was some kind of vegetable, and there was some sort of cheese, but it just wasn't very good. And the four of us were sitting around the table, and we were all eating it and talking about other things. My wife finally said, well, what you guys haven't told me. What do you think of the chicken? And I didn't want to say anything, and the girls didn't want to say anything. But finally, one of my daughters said, Mom, the important thing is that you tried.
Oh, my gosh. That's like reverse roles, right?
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So eventually, your goal is for this to be not just one book, but a series of books.
Right. So this is the Big Thoughts from Little Brains, and then the idea. And in fact, Steve Alexander came up with that tagline, Big Thoughts from Little Brains, and that would go to Big Thoughts from Medium-Sized Brains.
Oh.
Big Thoughts from... Well, they'll never be big brains, let's be honest, right? So, but
don't put that in the book.
No, I can't put that. Yeah, I get in trouble. So, because they get funnier as they get older.
Sure, of course.
But I didn't want to start with the gold.
Yeah.
So this book is just it's a training book.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
And Steve Alexander's going to want half the cut on this.
I know.
Don't let him intimidate you.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Can you share this one about you wearing makeup?
This is one I thought maybe it would be a book. All right, so it's called... Everyone's a critic. 5-year-old, Mommy, why don't you wear makeup when you drive me to school? Me, why? I'm just dropping you off. I don't even get out of the car. 5-year-old, the car has windows.
Mean yet funny.
Yes, mean but funny. Yes.
Did you miss it a little bit when your daughter stopped talking in little kid voice? You know what I mean? Because the kids have that voice that you just did, but at some point they stopped. Didn't that bug you?
I kind of delayed speech therapy for this very reason. Because
yeah.
I loved
pretty
that.
Cute.
I know. It's so sweet. But then I actually, for the 8-year-old Hannah, I had her evaluated finally, and the speech therapist was like, well, she can say her R's. She just chooses not to.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, and so she keeps telling me that she's actually British. I'm like, okay, that's what it is.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. My daughters used to, if they would get for Christmas a gift certificate, they could not say the word certificate, but they wouldn't give up on it. So sometimes we'd be there for 5 or 10 minutes while they tried to say certificate. And both my wife and I would say, oh, I dread the day that they're able to say it. I hope they never learn how to say it. And they can't.
Have they learned?
Yeah. Neither of them can. It's adorable. They're only 20.
It's so sweet.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Jim has a little thing he wants to share with us, too. A nice little memory, Jim.
Well, it's the story of my sister when she had her son and caring for him. And as he was growing up, starting to talk, she had taken him in the bathroom where she could take a bath, and she got finally stood up out of the shower, and her son looked up at her all puzzled and said, Mommy, what happened to your tail?
Wow.
A front tail.
Front tail.
Wow.
Realized that the mommy didn't have a front tail.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you.
That's always the day to remember.
The day you lost your tail.
Yeah.
But see, these are things we remember. They're so silly. But the bottom line is kids are genuine. They're just real. They're not trying to be politically correct or nice. They're just honest.
One of my other favorites was when one of them said, "Why do you have so many wrinkles?" And I was like, "I don't. They're not wrinkles. They're laugh lines." Yeah. And they looked at each other and they're like, "We must be pretty funny."
That's beautiful.
Good luck with this. Potty mouth, big thoughts from little brains. Her name is Ann Johnsos. Drawings by John Britton. Give him some credit. It's adorable. It's available for pre-sale on Amazon, but also go into your favorite bookstore and tell them to order Potty Mouth for you so you can buy it there. We look forward to your sequels.
Okay. Well, I thank you guys so much for
having
me.
Oh, you're so welcome. And next week, your daughters are coming on. They've written a book about some crazy things that you've said.
Yeah.
You can't wait to
find
that.
Missing my tail, apparently.
Right. Apparently. Ann, thanks so much. Great to see you.
Thanks, guys.
A quick break, some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.